following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Christmas weekend style here, people. Hope everybody had a wonderful, happy, joyful Christmas. You got to spend some time with your families and obviously watch a lot of sports. As we know, man, oh man, what a weekend of sports we have had. What a week we've had. I mean, think about it. The college football season is over. We now have the bowl season, which I don't even know if they should be playing the bowls, but they're playing them. So that's going to start happening, as we know, and it has already started happening. NBA basketball, as we know, Christmas Day, that's the time that all that stuff gets started. And bam, it has. It's come. It's went. And I'll tell you what, the NBA looks really, really fun this year. I don't know what you've been watching, but I have definitely been checking out the first couple days of the NBA, and it's not disappointing me whatsoever. So much player movement all over the place. It's insane. So many different looking teams than what we saw last year. So it'll be really fun. It'll be interesting to see how all that works itself out throughout the year. But NBA basketball's here. I didn't even mention yet. Yep. NFL football, week 16. I can't believe it, man. We are 1 week away from the end of the season, and we're that much closer to playoff football. So a lot of things to talk about. I'm going to hit them all. College basketball, that's happening as well. I mean, so much to dive into here. I'm going to break it all down for you the best I possibly can. Keep it close, everybody. A lot to dive into on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzeen.
Lisa, you're bloated from binging on cookies, cheese dip, chips, and a ham dinner. Meat sweats are made worse by the sounds of ripping Christmas paper and the shrieks of children. Do you, A, vomit, B, swig the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzeen?
I take Nauzeen.
Correct. Nauzeen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauzeen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now,
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with you like I do each and every Sunday, because I don't want to let you down, even after Christmas, everybody. So I'm here for your listening pleasure. Whether you do or don't listen, I ain't mad at you. You can always call me, though, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, welcome back in, everybody. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I want to run through some of the things that have happened. Obviously, it's a long weekend of sports, and I think that's great, obviously, because I can't get enough of it. And I want to start out what happened on Friday when we saw the New Orleans Saints bring Drew Brees back, and they put up 50 points on the Minnesota Vikings. All right, here's the deal. Drew Brees wasn't spectacular. He had a couple interceptions, but Alvin Kamara, are you kidding me? A record-setting performance from that dude? I've been talking about how great that guy is all year long. The dude is great, okay? 6 freaking touchdowns. Unbelievable performance from Alvin Kamara. Absolutely incredible in this day to go out there and put on a show like that kid did. So kudos to Alvin Kamara, but I'm going to tell you what, I don't think Drew Brees, all right, this is going to sound crazy. Drew Brees is not going to be the reason that they're able to get to the Super Bowl. It's going to be because of somebody else. And it's probably because of a guy like Alvin Kamara, because the dude is unbelievable. Give him the ball, put it in his hands, magic happens. 6 touchdowns. That is absolutely unbelievable, something I never thought I'd see again. I never saw it the first time. I think it happened in 1929, if I'm not mistaken. So this is absolutely incredible. This is amazing, and he deserves any and every accolade that anybody can ever come up with. Amazing performance, Alvin Kamara. Amazing. All right, Tampa Tom and the boys went to Detroit. That happened Saturday, and Tampa Tom and the guys did something that they haven't done for, I believe, 9 seasons now. They're in the postseason. Tampa Tom has done what he has set out to do in Tampa so far, which is get that team to the postseason. Now the goal becomes, hey, let's win a Super Bowl, and let's do it in front of our own fans. Can it happen? Will it happen? May it happen? We'll have to find out, obviously. But they're in a position to have some sort of success, which is something that the Buccaneers have not had for almost a decade. So Tampa Tom, you did your job, you went to Tampa, and you made them a playoff contender. Okay, 49ers, you did it, man. You did it. You did what you had to do to make the Arizona Cardinals sweat it out one more week. Sweat it out for another 2 weeks. Actually, now they don't control their own destiny. The Chicago Bears control their own destiny now. You can't make this stuff up, people. So the Arizona Cardinals did what I would say. I can't say it on the air, but they messed up the bed, okay? So you can figure out what I wanted to say, but they messed up the bed. They had an opportunity right in front of them to control their own destiny. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. The 49ers were too much for them, behind their third-string quarterback at that. So the Cardinals put up 12 points. They go for fourth downs when they don't make sense. They don't make plays when they're plays to be made. I'm scratching my head, man. I'm really scratching my head. I live in the Valley of the Sun. That's why it kind of bothers me. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, as you all know. But the bottom line is I cover this team. I live here. So it's all near and dear to me as far as what happens to these local teams. But I got to tell you, man, this is as bad as it gets, man. Kyler Murray's throwing the ball 50 freaking times, completing 31 of them. The interception that Christian Kirk just decided, hey, I'm going to quit on you. I don't care what you do there, bro, but you can't quit, and you got to take an offensive pass interference on that. You just can't let that happen, man. So mistakes. You hear me say it all the time about the Arizona Cardinals. They're the most penalized team in the league. They're the most undisciplined team in the league, man. So when you have things like this happen, you can't overcome them because you're not disciplined enough. And what about the Dolphins, man? What about Tua time in Miami? Look, the Raiders, that's another thing, man. John Gruden, I'm scratching my head about you, brother. Decisions. You know, when you think about it, that's what life is all about, man. And here's what I love about sports. I don't know if I've ever given you this analogy before, but here's what I love about sports, people. We are watching real life problem solving happening at that moment in time. Let that resonate. Let that marinate in your brain for a quick moment. What the hell is the Dorf Man talking about right now? Well, I'll tell you what the hell I'm talking about. In life, we have problems. In life, we have situations. In life, we have to figure out how to better ourselves. Well, what do you do when you're playing sports? Well, first of all, you got to be better than the other guys. You got to have a scheme that can beat the other team. And you know what? You have to be able to adjust on the fly. Like that, that's real life, people. Sports are real life consequences happening in real time. Like, think about it. There is nothing more real than sports. I love hearing all these people talk about conspiracies and, oh, they set it up for this. No, they didn't, man. They did not do that at all. Sports are one of the most pure, real things that you're ever going to see. And yes, I know that there have been some hiccups along the way. There has been cheating, of course. But again, that's real life problem solving at that moment in time. That's the beauty of sports, if you ask me. It's the ability on a football field to have a 300-pound man control another 300-pound man. And dominate that guy so that you can create holes for your running backs, your wide receivers, your tight ends, and your quarterback. Real life problem solving, people. That's what sports are all about. That's what I love about sports in general. I don't watch sports just to be entertained. I really don't. I watch sports to watch what's happening as to how things are being done on that field, on that basketball court, on that ice rink, so that they can set up their teammates. I see the game a lot different than most people do. I see every game a lot different than most people do. What I'm looking for on the field or the ice or the basketball court may not be anywhere near what you're looking for. I'm not looking to be entertained all the time. I'm looking to dissect and understand what I'm seeing happen in front of me in real time. That's what I love about sports. It's real-time problem solving. And when you make mistakes like the Arizona Cardinals and the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're not good enough to overcome those mistakes, well, then you got to stop making those dumb mistakes. There's no other way to say it. They're dumb mistakes. They're lack of discipline. And that's another thing that amazes me about sports. How in the hell is there such a difference between what the Kansas City Chiefs do, the Green Bay Packers do, and what the Arizona Cardinals do, and what the Raiders do, and what the Jaguars do, and what the Jets do. They're all professional athletes, man. But yet there's that big of a difference between the same league? Again, man, let that marinate in your brains, people. Some of these people are ripping us off. That's what I'm saying. If you're a professional athlete, you should be better. You should be competitive. And we see a lot of non-competitive stuff happening on the fields. All right, I got to take a break. I hear that music. I got a little fired up. I got a little riled up, but that's okay. That's all right. It's Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition, man. Right after Christmas, I got to be a little jacked up. All right, keep it close, everybody. I'll be back. I'll continue rapping about the sports world. It's the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, I will be right back.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff running right, sprints it to the second level, across the 40, 45, 50. Now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks a tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back. Yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at me. Let's rap about the sports world. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always check me out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. You can always check me out on Instagram. We're the real Dorf on Sports there. And obviously, thoughts and opinions and courage, you can always call me. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. All right. So you heard me ranting and raving a little bit in the last segment about what we have seen so far on the football field from the NFL. Obviously, as the games have taken place already, getting started on Friday, the Saints taking care of business, the Buccaneers taking care of business, and the 49ers taking care of business, and then the Dolphins took care of business late on Saturday night. Okay, so here's the deal. Let's bring you to the playoff picture as it stands right now. And we'll go through the AFC standings. I think this is important. I think this is something to look at here, and it's something I said earlier in the year as to what may or may not happen. Your number one seed is the Chiefs. No surprise there. Your number two seed, this might be a little bit of a shocker to some people, the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Yep, you heard it. They're the number two spot right now, ahead of the Steelers. They both had the same record. Steelers obviously got off to that 11-0 start. Now they're 0-3 in their last three games. And there's no trick to this. Look, the scheduling has absolutely killed the Steelers. I don't care what anybody wants to say. Scheduling has been an absolute issue, absolute problem for them. Okay, so there's your top three in the AFC. Top three in the NFC, Packers number one, Saints number two. That won't change, by the way. Saints won their game. They're 11-4. So they've played 15 games. Packers are 11-3. They play the Titans. Should be a good football game, you would think. I do think it's winnable, though, just going on record. I think the Packers finished 13-3, if I have to be totally frank. But here's the deal. Packers 1, Saints 2, Seahawks 3. And what's important here is even if the Packers lose, they still hang on to the number one seed. So it could come down to week number 17 in the NFL to figure it out who has the home field advantage. If the Packers win today, you can put that all to bed, and the championship has to go through Green Bay. Okay, so now let's move on here. And look, you got the Titans, you got the Browns, you got the Colts, and you got the Dolphins who are all in. And the Ravens, a very good football team who could wind up winning like five games to finish the season out, they could wind up being on the outside looking in, and they're 11-5. Okay, like that's pretty interesting. That is very interesting. Okay, so what happened in the NFC because of what happened with the Cardinals losing? So in the four spot right now, well, right now you got the Seahawks, and the Buccaneers are in no matter what. Okay, they're in, but right now they're just jockeying for a position. So one is the Packers, two is the Saints, three is the Seahawks, four is the Washington team, five is the Buccaneers, six right now is the Rams, seven is the Cardinals, and still in the mix is the Bears, who, by the way, now, because of what the Cardinals did, the Bears now control their destiny. Look, you can't make this stuff up. It's what we live for. It's what I love about sports in general, because at the end of the day, you want to see teams have to go to the brink of being eliminated or to the brink of having some success. So the Bears, it's all right there for the taking for you now. Will you go out and will you grab it? I guess that's the real question. And do you have the ability to grab it? It's going to be fun watching the last couple weeks. That's what I'm really trying to say. I've been saying it for a few weeks now, but the last couple weeks in the NFL are going to be a lot of fun. All right, I want to switch gears just for a moment. I will get back to the NFL because I'll talk about the games they're going to be happening today. There's a lot of good action. But I do want to get some NBA talk in for a moment. The NBA has been good so far. I'm sorry, but like I'm a fan. I'm a fan of watching great athletes go out there and perform at a really high level. A little bit shocked with how the Mavs have gotten out of the gate, right? I mean, there's so much pressure on Luka this year to go out there and be the MVP because everybody, I mean, he's projected to be the MVP. So let's see how he does with that added pressure, like having to go out there and perform when people are expecting you to perform. It's a little bit different. It really is. It's a little different feeling. The Nets. If you're not buying into Kyrie and KD, you might want to start thinking about it. because what I've seen so far, they're good. They're really good. And they got some dudes, man. Jared Allen, LeVert. They got some guys that are going to go to war with them. Nets are going to be there. Nets are going to be there, man. It's obvious, okay? It's obvious. The Nets are going to be there at the end. The Wizards, I'll tell you what, they haven't gotten out to a great start, but Russell Westbrook is doing what Russell Westbrook does. He's back to that triple-double machine. Bradley Beal and Westbrook, that's a good backcourt, but they're not going anywhere. Doesn't really matter. The Magic have gotten out to a nice start, and they built something in the bubble. They lost to the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, but they had built something in the bubble. I think they're a team to look out for. The Spurs have gotten out pretty well, and there was all this talk about DeMar DeRozan maybe moving this guy. Well, not so fast, man. Like, slow down. The Pelicans, I think they're going to be fun to watch. I think they're a really fun team to watch. And quite frankly, they made a lot of moves. And you're not going to recognize that team that much. I mean, they've got Bledsoe now. They've got Steven Adams. They actually have a decent new guy, Brandon Ingram. They got the Ball Kid. Obviously, we know they got Zion. I think the Pelicans are going to be a really, really fun team to watch throughout the NBA season. The Sixers have gotten out of the gate strong. The Cavs have gotten out of the gate strong. I think we're going to see a really, really interesting NBA season. And we might have a few more surprises and shocks than we may or may not know. The Milwaukee Bucks, obviously a lot has changed for them. We all know how big of a fan I am of all the Wisconsin sports. Born and raised in that great state. And I'll tell you what, another team that's going to be there. The Nets are going to be there. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to be there. They have a legitimate big three in Milwaukee now. Jrue Holiday adds a dimension that they absolutely did not have. I've watched the first couple games. Game one, you know what? Tough loss. Boston, Jason Tatum makes an unbelievable shot. Then Giannis has an opportunity to tie the game. And here's what I think is interesting about Giannis. I love this kid. I really do. He's a great, great young man in the sense of he has a character. And now what I need you to do, Giannis, is I need you to go and work on some of these things in your game that you're struggling with, like free throws. Because there's going to come a time in a more meaningful game later on in the season, maybe the postseason, when you're losing a game and we need you to make those two, like you didn't do against the Boston Celtics. You had an opportunity to tie that game, make the first, and damn near airball the second ball. That's a lack of confidence, man. That to me, that's a lack of confidence, and you are not 100% sure of your technique and your form, and therefore everything, you start to question yourself in the middle of what you're doing. You just can't do that. I'm sorry, but I'm a student of all these games. I'm a coach. I coach tennis, so I know the psychological stuff that goes on in everybody's head when they're playing a game. And the bottom line is you have to be bigger, you have to be better, and you have to be smarter than your brain at that moment in time. And it becomes about how you react instead of letting your brain take over. No. See, a lot of times I think that's the problem. Too much thinking going on. Let yourself be natural out there. That's always my problem with when I watch baseball and they do the analytics crap. Sometimes you got to play the game on feel. More so than what you think should or shouldn't happen. Because sometimes when you think this should or shouldn't happen, well, it doesn't happen that way. Because again, I'm telling you, it's real life problem solving happening right before your eyes. There is no other way to put it, man. Sports are absolutely magical in that sense. It's a bunch of people being on the same page. And if you're not on the same page, well, then it can look like the Jaguars, or it can look like the Arizona Cardinals at times. It doesn't look good all the time. That's what I'm trying to say. So at the end of the day, You just got to go out there and play. You got to work on your game. You got to get better. And that's the one thing that I'll take away from Giannis. He wants to improve. And therefore, I think he will improve. NBA is going to be fun, man. The Warriors, there's a lot of intrigue in the Warriors, and they've gotten out of the gates incredibly slow. The Bucks destroyed them the other day. They got beat bad the first game, but Steph is back. Suns, they're interesting. I think they're overhyped. I'll tell you that right now. Way overhyped. I live here in the Valley of the Sun. Chris Paul's coming, and they want this guy to be the savior. I don't necessarily know if he can do that, but hey, tons of things to dive into in the NBA, everywhere else. I got to take a break. I'll come back. I'll continue rapping about the sports world. You know I will. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. I'll be right back.
Get professional tools this holiday season from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We have hand tools and gift sets starting at just $7.99. Choose from hex bits, pliers, wrenches, socket sets, and more, all with a lifetime guarantee. Or make your holiday giving even easier with gift cards from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Dorfman coming at you on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live for your listening pleasure each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Look, man, I love talking sports with you people, so follow me, check me out. Can do that on social media. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And obviously, you can always call me and talk to me at 1-800-878-7529. Want to talk about college hoops real quickly because, as you know, I always break down the football action that's going to happen from the NFL. But I would be remiss if I didn't say something about some of the things that I'm seeing on the basketball floor. And Gonzaga is really good. I don't know if anybody can beat Gonzaga, I'll be honest with you. And what I love about their program in general is how they do it. Mark Few and those guys, they keep those kids for 3 and 4 years. It's the way college basketball should be. And therefore, hopefully they can reap the benefits of getting a national title and show the guys at Duke, North Carolina, the Kansases of the world that, you know what? You may have the one and doneers, but you know what? We've got this group of guys that we're going to watch grow and mature and get to be young adults, and we're going to have them for 3 or 4 years. So there's something to be said about the way that Gonzaga still does it. Minnesota, an amazing game. That's where I went to school. I went to the University of Minnesota, and it's always going to be near and dear to my heart. I was there when Vashawn Leonard and the guys were there, Randy Carter, Townsend Orr. I'm throwing out names that I guarantee you most people don't know. But quite frankly, it was a time in my life when they were good, man. I watched Minnesota beat Bobby Knight by 50 points, okay? I don't think there's too many people that can say that. I was at the game at the barn when Vashawn Leonard and the guys beat Bobby Knight in Indiana by 50 plus. It was an amazing experience. Incredible experience. All right, getting back to the point. College hoops, I think it's all about Gonzaga and everybody else. We'll see if they can get this done. I hope. I'm hopeful that they can get this all done and everything happens the way that we all want it to, which is to have a March Madness basketball tournament this time around. All right, it's time, people. It's time to get into the NFL and all of the scores and things like that as to what I think may or may not happen on the football fields. And I'll tell you what, I think a big part of what we're going to see here in the later part of the season and moving forward in the postseason, who in the hell is going to be healthy? Who in the hell is going to be healthy? Who is not going to have to deal with COVID ramifications? Like, for instance, the Cleveland Browns, who you would think on paper they're going to play the Jets. The Jets are they're on a hot streak. The Jets are coming off of a one-game win streak where they've lost 13 other contests, right? But they're coming off of their one victory. They're playing at home. The Browns are playing without four wide receivers. So who the hell is Baker throwing to? That's going to be the real question for the Cleveland Browns. And quite frankly, they're jockeying for position in the postseason. And the AFC is, it can change at the drop of a hat. With one loss, you could go down to the sixth spot. So it's really important to get these victories at this moment in time, at this point in the season. All right, let me run through the slate of games. Falcons playing the Chiefs. I don't think I'm going to need to spend too much time on that. I do think the Chiefs are going to win that football game. I'll break it down in a moment. Browns at the Jets, like I said, Browns have all kinds of wide receiver questions. Big game here, Colts playing the Steelers. Huge game there. Like, the Steelers need to turn something around. They've lost three games in a row. This is a big, big game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big game for the Colts, too, to be honest with you. Bears and Jaguars, meaningful for the Bears, meaningless for the Jaguars. The Bears now control their destiny. They got to win, man. Just win, baby. All right, Giants playing the Ravens. Again, Ravens got to win. And they may get 11 wins, and it may not be enough. Again, let that marinate, dude. The Baltimore Ravens, with the reigning MVP, may not make the postseason this year when they get 11 wins. That's mind-boggling to me. Really is mind-boggling. All right, the Bengals playing the Texans. Another meaningless football game. Okay, another meaningless football game. Doesn't mean much. Broncos, Chargers, another meaningless football game. Doesn't mean much. Panthers playing that team from Washington. Well, it's important for that team from Washington, right? They're in the postseason right now. They're leading that division. They got to keep compiling victories. And I think what's interesting for them is who's going to be quarterback? Do you trust Dwayne Haskins? Because if Alex Smith can't go, your quarterback takes a big hit there. It's just the way it is. Eagles and Cowboys. It's meaningful, but not really. again, if a team gets in with a 7-9 record, I'm going to be pretty disappointed. So let's hope that that team from Washington can at least be 8-8. But 7-9 is actually looking like what it might be in that division to me. Rams playing the Seahawks. That's a big game. That's a very big game. Like the Rams, you lost to the Jets. So you better get your act together and you better get your heads out of your you-know-whats and you better play a really good, solid game against the Seahawks, who, by the way, if you win this game, I believe you're back in first place. 10-4 for the Seahawks, 9-5 for the Rams. They're neck and neck. It's such a big, huge football game. And I love the way that the NFL schedules games, speaking of that. Fantastic the way they do this at the end of the game, at the end of the season. And then the Sunday night game, Titans playing the Packers. And I think that those two teams both have aspirations of being a Super Bowl-like contender. So this is a big test for the Packers. Can they stop Derrick Henry and that unbelievable ground attack that the Titans have? Derrick Henry, are you going to get 2,000 yards? Are you going to get 2,000 plus? Like, that's the question I have about that guy. Devontae Adams, are you the best wide receiver in the game? I sure as hell think so. I think that Aaron Rodgers probably thinks so. All right, so let me run through the games. I'll give you what I think happens. Falcons playing the Chiefs. Again, no-brainer to me. I think the Chiefs win this game running away. I don't think this is close. And if it is close, it's only because the Chiefs didn't take it all that serious. Browns playing the Jets. I'm telling you right now, I'm not totally – I said I'm kind of starting to believe in Cleveland, so I'm starting to call them Believeland, a lot like I did with the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron went back there and got the title. I don't think that the Browns are quite ready for that yet. However, I do think they are ready for the postseason. With that being said, I want to see what Baker does when he doesn't have a lot of his weapons out there. So they're going to have to ground and pound. We know that. That's what they do. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, they go out there and they control the ground game. They minimize possessions for the other team. I expect them to go very heavy on the ground if they don't have any wide receivers. So I'm going to take the Browns, but I'll tell you what, I think this is a lot closer than it should be. Colts playing the Steelers. This is a very, very intriguing game to me. Like, Phillip Rivers was brought to Indianapolis to be the difference maker. They're 10-4 with an opportunity to be 11-4. Like, that's an improvement for sure. I like how they've used Jacoby throughout the year. And Phillip has been very good. I will admit it. He's been very good. Jonathan Taylor has been good for them too, by the way. Really, really solid running from that kid. So this is a huge football game. And I'll tell you what, in a weird way, this is a must win for the Steelers. And for some weird reason, I'm not really trusting them that much. So I'm going to say I think the Colts travel with that defense, they travel with that running game, and they somehow figure out a way to beat the Steelers. Yeah, that's what I think happens. I think Phillip Rivers and the Colts go to Pittsburgh, and they win the game. And we see the Steelers kind of faltering toward the postseason, which is exactly what I said a few weeks ago. When, if you want to play back the tapes, I guarantee I said it. The scheduling is not helping them at all, and this is another tough game on that slate. All right, Bears play the Jags. I got the Bears winning. I mean, here's the deal. They're playing for something, and the Jags are playing for something too. They're playing for a better quarterback. So at the end of the day, it behooves the Jags to lose, especially since the Jets got the victory the other day. And who knows? Maybe the Jets get another victory. Look, at this point in time, you got to try for something. And the Jaguars and the Jets, you better be trying to lose. Bears get the victory because the Jags are trying to lose. And by the way, David Montgomery has been very good for the Bears lately. I can expect that to continue. David Montgomery will have another big day for the Chicago Bears, and the Bears will get a victory against the Jags. Giants playing the Ravens. Ravens are going to win this game. But the real question to me is, will the Ravens make the postseason, even if they finish 11-5? Because it's very, very possible that that will not happen. And that is mind-boggling to think. So the Ravens in a must-win situation, yeah, they're going to beat the Giants, who are depleted. And again, I don't think it makes a difference who's their quarterback, whether it's Colt McCoy or Daniel Jones. I think the Ravens should be able to win that game no matter what. Bengals playing the Texans doesn't really matter. Don't need to spend much time on it. I'll take the Texans just for the hell of it, because I think the Bengals are playing Finley once again, and he's not the same as, obviously, Joe Burrow. They're a mess. Texans will win that game. Broncos and Chargers, I think the only thing fun about this is, like, these are two teams that really aren't that great. They both have a 5-9 record, and ultimately, I think they're both maybe a couple few years away from being pretty good. So this is maybe a game for the future. Panthers and that team from Washington. Look, the team from Washington needs a victory. So I think they're going to find a way to grind it out. I don't exactly know how. I don't know who the hell is going to come up with plays for them. But somehow, some way, that team from Washington needs to figure out a way to get it done against the Panthers so that they can get to the postseason. So let's go with that team from Washington. The Eagles and the Cowboys. I don't really care who wins this game. But with that being said, it's been fun to watch Jalen Hurts come around a little bit these first couple games. That he's been pretty good. So that's been fun. Andy Dalton, obviously, is the quarterback for the Cowboys because of things that have happened. I'll say he has a little bit more experience. I'll say that the Cowboys figure out a way to get this thing done. I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott's going or not, but quite frankly, he hasn't done much for them anyway. Rams and Seahawks, that's a big football game. I mean, it's a huge game. Jared Goff needs to play better. The Rams need to play better. The Seahawks, they're up and down a little bit. Like, Russ was great in the beginning. He's been average. He's been okay. He's been pretty good. This is a big division game. I'm going to say the Seahawks flex their muscles a little bit. They beat the Rams, and they still hang on to this division and show that they're still the Kings. Packers and the Titans. Okay, here we go. Can the Packers shut down a unbelievable running game from Derrick Henry? Probably not. So with that being said, what do you do? Well, then you got to take away A.J. Brown, who's their big-time wide receiver, right? Take that away. And by the way, the secondary for the Packers has been pretty good the last few weeks. So I anticipate them probably figuring out one of those things to shut down. And I'm going to say this. You got to shut down the passing game, because it's almost impossible to stop Derrick Henry and that running game. All right. So I guess what I'm saying there, I got the Green Bay Packers winning in a very, very good competitive football game in at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, I got to take a break. I hear the music. I know that. I'll come back, do what I always do, and I'll give you my parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, as always, hanging out with you every week, each and every Sunday, live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm taking the week off on the NFL Rewind. I'll be back next week, obviously, for Week 17 to break things down and obviously get you all caught up and know what's going to happen as far as the playoff picture goes, because it's all going to unfold for us in the next couple of weeks. But like I always do, I give you a parting shot. Today's going to be no different than that. Look, man, I think we're in a time where we need to look at sports and just appreciate some of the things that we're seeing on the fields or in the arenas, on the basketball courts, on the ice, wherever it may be, whatever's your domain, whatever you love to watch. And quite frankly, I love to watch them all. And it's been an interesting year, obviously. We've seen some ups, some downs. We've seen some greatness. We've seen some letdowns. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think we've seen more good than bad when it comes to sports. I'm not talking about the real world, and this is the real world too, because like I've said to you throughout the show today, it's real world problem solving happening in real life time. And to me, that's what sports are. Life is all about the same thing. You're having things happen in front of you. It's how you react. It's how you respond to them. And in a football game, you got 60 minutes. In a basketball game, you got 48 minutes if you're playing in the NBA. If you're playing in college, you got 40 minutes. In hockey, you got another, obviously, 60 minutes. You get my point. The point of the matter is this. We're watching these things unfold in real time right before our eyes, and it's pretty cool to see what happens. You either see somebody bring out the best in themselves, or you see them bring out the worst in themselves. To me, that's the beauty of sports. I hear the music. I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.